All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. Joining us now, well, tonight I'm going to be joined by Colonel John Mills. I'm going to be joined by a first-time guest, Senator Amanda Chase from Virginia, State Senator Amanda Chase. I'm going to be joined by Leo Holman and Patrick Woods. Patrick Wood and Leo Holman. We have a couple breaking stories tonight. Again, you're not going to want to miss. We've got some new footage from the FDIC folks where they're telling us there's going to be bank runs. They're predicting bank runs, and they're predicting bail-ins where they take a percentage of your bank account. And, of course, we have already heard about hearings during the Obama years where they're looking at taking your 401k and then giving you a paper IOU. I dealt with that tonight. I actually talked about that with an attorney and an economist, Dan Eastman, tonight. And he was saying, yeah, a few years ago, they were kicking around the idea, if you have a $400,000 401, the government just take the whole $400,000 and then pay you $400 a month until that $400,000 was repaid. Yep, that's exactly why when I was about 19, 20 years old, one of these financial planners came along wanting to pitch me some of these things. I said, sorry, I'm reading Larry Burkett, and I'm not interested in that. I'll just pay the taxes and take what I've got and go do something with it. I'm not interested in any of these things the government can so quickly take and give you a paper IOU as they've done with Social Security. But we're going to hear tonight some new video footage, the FDIC talking about, yeah, we got to be very careful about bank runs and people finding out about bail-ins. Not a bailout, a bail-in like they did in Cyprus back in like 2013. Did a whole hour on this today on my radio show / TV show at 1 o'clock that's now up at WVWTV.com. So we'll deal with that. And then we also have the WHO. Apparently the WHO now is pushing for the idea of doctors getting special incentives to track your vax status. Yep. You can bet the coming social credit scores are going to be really bad for guys like me that are not vaxxed. Yet, as I reported in my Worldview report, I don't know, was that tonight, last night? I can't keep up with it. Some of these... A global elite now are looking for pilots that have not been vaxxed. Huh. I guess too many pilots are stroking out and dying in the cockpit, so now the global elite are wanting people that are not vaxxed as their crew. All right, we'll get to all that tonight with a great lineup. First joining me is Colonel John Mills. Colonel, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brandon, always an honor, and you're having my good friend and buddy, Senator Chase, on, too. Good to see that she's on your show too.
Well, thank you. Great to be. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, and great to be with you as well. Okay, Colonel, where are we at? You sent me some kind of disturbing and concerning news article today. Tell our audience about a few of these, please.
Well, let's start off with the. This is very routine information for a nonprofit. It's called the Form 990. So. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called the UPenn Biden Center. I don't know if you've heard about that in the last few days. But so the UPenn Biden Center is supposedly a nonprofit. And by the title UPenn, it's associated with the University of Pennsylvania. So I asked, there's nowhere on the UPenn Biden Center where it talks about its Form 990. And I did a lot of searching. I can't find a Form 990 is a publicly available. Now, nonprofits can hold it behind and say you have to ask for it first. But I got the UPenn's the University of Pennsylvania, and I talked to one of their lawyers, and I got their 990 right here. Did you know they got? I'm just going by their form line, a block G in the preface. They got $24 billion in receipts. $24 billion in receipts for 2020. Wow, I'm in the wrong business. Okay, I mean, I'm all for higher education, stuff like that. But then I say, well, I can't find, and I've gone back to them and asked them several more questions, but I'm getting no response or can't answer this. Where's the UPenn Biden Center? Where's the UPenn Biden Center? And I go, well, it's not on the big University of Pennsylvania. It's not on, there's a section where it lists the associated nonprofits. It's not on that list. I can't find it anywhere else. Stephen Miller of the America First, I guess, is suing the IRS for the bogus close to $1 million payment. So we got a little problem here. This UPenn Biden Center, as everybody's running around finding the banker boxes full of class top secret documents, this is kind of this is what got Al Capone his basics here. I can't find a 990 on the UPenn Biden Center. It's not on UPenn's, the big UPenn Center. So something's up. This is pretty basic stuff. So where is this Form 990 for UPenn Biden?
About your great new book out as well. The Nation Will Follow, thenationwillfollow.com, thenationwillfollow.com, Colonel John Mills. All right, Colonel, I got to get an earpiece here because the one I had wasn't working. So I hate to tell you this, but you did a great job holding your own, but I had no idea what you were talking about. You could have been talking about, the meal you had tonight. So you're going to have to tell me what you were just talking about so I can go to the next question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was talking about the UPenn Biden lack of a Form 990.
Got it. Now I know where to go.
This is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy. I have the UPenn's Form 990. They took in $24 billion, but they don't list UPenn Biden Center. So where is this? This is floating off in space somewhere. Where is this UPenn Biden Form 990?
Wow. All right, great. Now I know where we're at. All right, now that we've covered that, thank you. I mean, they gave me a bum earpiece tonight. I didn't hear any of that. I didn't hear my intro, nothing. I was flying blind. But I could see your lips were moving, so I knew we were all together. They were scrambling to get me an earpiece that works. But I'm a professional. We just kept plowing forward.
That's right.
All right.
Keep doing push-ups until I get tired.
Exactly. All right, so let's go to this other one. Nimitz Carrier Strike Group operates in South China Sea. Now you're a former Navy guy. You're a retired Navy guy, right?
Well, actually Army, but I actually have landed and been.
I don't know why I always
want
to associate you with the Navy for some reason.
I'm a joint guy. I'm one of the new generation of senior officers who are joint qualified. Very few in the old days. Nobody was joint qualified.
Of course, if you were Navy, you wouldn't be Lieutenant Colonel. That's not in the Navy, right?
Well, I'm a colonel, too. Thanks for demoting
me. I'm sorry, colonel. The fact that you're a colonel shows you're in the Army because they don't have colonels in the Navy, right? They have admirals captains and all that.
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
That is correct. And they have critical race theory training officers, too.
That's right.
So, hey, this is World War II carrier warfare. What we're seeing is a harbinger of things, hopefully, that don't come. But this is scary. So in December, the Chinese have two operational carriers now, the Liaoning and the Shandong. So they blew through. Now they actually, it's rites of passage under the laws of sea, where they blew through some of the islands just below Japan, just below the southern island of Kyushu. They blew through, but then they immediately did an about face and started doing aggressive air operations against both Japan and Taiwan. So, whoa, what's going on here? This is aggressive, very military throughout December. And it was all triggered by the Biden signing the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, which was aggressively pro-Taiwan, many things. Essentially, the trigger, and plus getting cut off from chips in October by Biden, which should have happened back during the Trump years, but he was blocked. So the two carriers turn around, and then one of them makes a Bismarck-like dash for Guam. But then the Nimitz strike group from up closer to Yokosuka in Japan says, okay, two can play this game. We're going to blow through and go down to the South China Sea. So the Chinese carriers got to have to rally the Liaoning, which made a practice raid on Guam, had to turn around, rejoin the Shandong, and now they're essentially duking it out and dancing with each other in the South China Seas. Now the Nimitz carries a 48, four fighter squadrons, 48 E and F-18s. Those could blow the two Chinese carriers only carry about half that each, and they don't have catapults and arresting gear, so. Just the single Nimitz has far more power than the two Chinese carriers combined. But this is like World War II carrier warfare. So they're dancing. And once the Liaoning realized that the Chinese realized that Nimitz was blowing through to the South China Seas, they had to return to base quickly to challenge the Nimitz. So it's going on right now in the South China Sea.
So what does this tell you as far as you know, I had Gordon Chang on the other night, and he's saying, yeah, this is getting very serious with China. They're preparing for war. And they're going to eventually move against Taiwan. Yeah, it could be this year. It could be next year. But what does this tell you about where we're at with that eventual move against Taiwan by China?
I'm thinking by the, you know, you can't stay on alert forever. The Chinese, the regime is under great duress at home. You just had several months of mass uprisings. The CCP had to get it together in China. But, you know, the all things, good dictators, dictator 101 school is always they always teach you start a war. When things go south at home, start a war. And so I think we have a lot less time. I think within 6 months, the Taiwanese have massively increased their defense budget. The NDAA has now, there's a new law. I mean, essentially, it's a World War II lend-lease supportive Taiwan. We have made it clear we will support Taiwan, very strongly pro-Taiwan, despite Mr. Magoo in the White House. And we're on a pathway to conflict. And plus, Mr. Magoo cut off the chip supply to China in October, which was the equivalent of us cutting off Japan from oil and rubber in Malaya in June of 1941, which essentially triggered the countdown to Pearl Harbor. So China is cut off from chips. They're asphyxiated. They need the chips for domestic consumption, dual-use military. Taiwan is going to essentially start making weapons for America and partner producing with us to replace all the Stingers, Javelins, Patriots, HIMARS that we're using. So, and China Times has said, hey, Taiwan is now the arms depot for America. And they're right, it is. And so what? What are you going to do about it, Chinese Communist Party? Well, but Taiwan is rightfully so massively increased their budget. They extended all their conscripts to 1 year of service. There's essentially since December 23rd, there's the greatest air campaign to challenge the skies around Taiwan and Japan, because Japan is having to fly a lot of fighters to repel the challengers from China.
Now, can't you know? I don't know how you feel. I know. I've had several people on here I've interviewed that are saying, like Roger Stone, that Biden will not be president come the end of summer, that he's going to be forced out. I don't know what's going on here. I mean, it's just weird. You got high-paid Washington, D.C. lawyers digging around in garages. But something doesn't sound right. There's something more going on here, this $50,000 a month in rent going to Hunter from Biden. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense, but...
We can't find the Form 990 for the UPenn Biden Center, and the UPenn president is now the ambassador to Germany. The former director of the UPenn Center is Tony Blinken, and then the classified documents were found during his tenure. He's now the ambassador to this crazy OSCE in Europe. You know, it's a great gig to work at the nonprofit, and the Biden Personal Foundation got only $10,000 in donation, but has $2 million in cash. Man, they're doing they're managing their money well. That's a separate 990. But yeah, he has a model Corvette to take care of, next to the banker boxes full of top secret documents. Yeah, and his own party seems to be very. When Adam Schiff gets mad at you, you know something's wrong.
Well, yeah, I saw Obama's chief ethicist just blasting Biden today over this. So again, seems like the Obama team is ready to be done with Biden, which I guess gives us Commander-in-Chief Kamala Harris. I don't know how, you know, this is going to work if we're at war with China. I mean, whew, I mean, think about, I mean, that woman is dumb. She's dumb as a box of rock.
Well, it's very simple. Biden is on a trajectory to be outed. They really wanted Kamala anyway. So you have Mr. Magoo departing. You have Mrs. Magoo, who will stand up for temporarily. What they should do, the House should do, is temporarily vote in Trump as Speaker for one day, impeach Kamala, and then back we have a real president.
Boom.
So and then McCarthy can have the speakership back. But I mean, this is like Churchill out of office, and then once war started they brought Churchill back. We need Trump back, because
and of course while all this is going on, we're having a banking crisis. We got recordings from the FDIC we played last week. We're gonna play some new ones tonight, where they're saying bank runs, bail-ins are gonna happen. And so we got to try to figure out how much to tell the public. So, I mean, yeah, we have
the globalists have always wanted our personal savings accounts. That they say, you need to have a savings account. What is this, 1930? Nobody has a savings account anymore. Come on. But that's what they want. They want, because of the federal mechanism in place where they could, under emergency powers, reach out and grab that savings. But now the savings is not enough. Now they're going to go after your 401k, which is also set up essentially under federal guidelines. Yeah, the globalists just eye those personal holdings of the American citizen and say, you know what, you didn't really earn that. That's ours.
That's exactly what I'm concerned about. Absolutely. All right, let me ask you about this. Where we go to our next guest, Russia to boost troops in West, expanding army to 1.5 million people. What do you make of this article tonight? MSNBC saying from Bloomberg, Russia will create new commands near Europe as it expands its military to 1.5 million people amid deepening tensions with the U.S. and its allies over the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. Wow. What do you think, Colonel?
It's vaporware. You can create units and command structures on paper all you want. The reality is they're out of gas and they're out of resources. They're out of babies. They're out of population. They're out of resources. This is just in many ways smoke and mirrors, PSYOP and propaganda. The Russians are always good at this on social media, and they got to keep up this pretense, but they're the junior partner. They promised in fall of 21 under the No Limits Treaty that they signed. This is an actual signed treaty to put the U.S. out of business. We'll take the Ukraine in 72 hours. It's bad. You know, now we're talking about sending heavy armor, Bradleys, I don't know. The Ukrainians have done well. It's a bit of a stalemate right now in the fighting on the ground. We can send Bradleys and tanks. I want to also see the first tank to be manned by the inspector general, who's going to make sure there's a thorough investigation of everything that we've given and account for everything and have criminal charges against any malfeasance. So
absolutely,
send the Bradleys, but you got to have an inspector general in that first Bradley.
Let's see if we can pick up this audio here of Henry Kissinger. Otherwise, I'll just tell everybody what he said. See if we can grab this here, Thomas. Here we go.
You played a pivotal role in the Vietnam War.
Because the destruction of Russia as a state that can pursue its own policies will open up the vast area of its 11 time zones to internal conflict and to outside intervention. At the time when there are 15,000 and more nuclear weapons on its territory. So this is why I believe in dialogue with Russia.
All right. So what he goes on to say there, I mean, it's hard to stomach that.
Please make it go away.
Make it stop.
I mean, does this guy not understand when it's time to get off the stage? I mean, please. I mean, this guy, it's just painful watching
it
this.
It is. But you know what he goes on to call for is for Ukraine to join NATO.
I mean, just go away, please. And we wouldn't have the China problem right now if it wasn't for Kissinger, who at the time I thought, man, this guy's kind of a genius. This guy's kind of good. But, I'm realizing I'm going through doing some reorganizing here, going through some of my old banker boxes and finding some of my papers from when I was at the White House during the Bush years. And, I thought the Bushes were pretty great. Then I realized, they're just part of the Uniparty. And part of the problem and Kissinger is go away, please let the world go on without that raspy voice. And oh, by the way, where did he come up with this 15,000 number? It was his treaties that are supposed to be limiting to 5,000. So is he spotting him 10,000 nuclear warheads on the side? Where did he come up with 15,000? The treaty number is around 5,000 for each country. So obviously he knows something we don't know.
Wow. Well, it seems like they're intent on having World War III, but of course they need it. They need it to further their depopulation plan, the military-industrial complex, They need a big war. They need a big crisis of some kind to inject more liquidity into the banking system, to cover up the gigantic collapse in America, the global collapse. I mean, there's nothing a good war can't take care of, right, and cover for?
I mean, it's like the Navy N9 staff. The more they touch the shipbuilding program, the worse it becomes. The more the globalists touch the world, the worse it becomes. Go away, please. This is intentional, and they are the masters of disaster.
And speaking of the globalists touching a lot of things, I understand escort services are up in Davos. That's the report tonight. So that was a segue there, but I saw a report that escorts and prostitution is way up now that the creepy globalist elite have touched down in Davos.
Oh, I need to file for a further PTSD claim after these comments here. I mean, I don't know what to say. With Klaus walking on the beach in his plastic garments there, you've seen social media. I mean, please take Klaus, Kissinger, go away and let the citizens run their country, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Colonel John Mills, full colonel, not lieutenant colonel, full colonel John Mills, his book, The Nation Will Follow, The Nation Will Follow, his website, thenationwillfollow.com, thenationwillfollow.com. Let me ask you this in closing. If we go to war, if China moves against Taiwan, do you really think we'll make an effort, or will it be just a cursory effort?
We are getting ready, despite Mr. Magoo in the White House, despite a woke, chairman and all these things. We're getting ready. It's going to be costly. Now, what was a good signal was Center for Strategic and International Studies, which I've had a number of dealings with. Now, they've taken China money, so I think they're part of the sixth branch of government, the nonprofits. So I'm concerned, but they just came out with a report that Taiwan would be able to win against any, in almost all scenarios would win. It would be costly for them. It would be costly for America. It'd be costly for Japan, but it would be even costlier for China. So Japan will fight, no question about it. People don't understand the historical closeness of Japan and Taiwan. Japan will fight, and if Japan fights, we will fight. I guarantee it. If Taiwan is invaded, we'll fight. Despite the wokeness, we're just going to have to fight through the wokeness. Hopefully, we'll be able to impeach a number of the Biden team, including Biden himself, and bring back, just like Churchill. They brought back Churchill. Churchill was in exile. And, Merrick Garland was after Churchill. But when the war started, Churchill came back. The people wanted Churchill. People want Trump back.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're certainly wow. All right. TheNationWillFollow.com. Thank you, Colonel.
Brandon, always an honor to be with you.
Thank you
so much.
You too, my friend. You too.